It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Federal cuts and funding freezes mean that food banks across the country and here in Wisconsin have less to give out to a growing number of people who are food insecure. The organization Feeding America estimates more than 600,000 Wisconsinites are facing hunger. And now the group reports that the Trump administration has slashed about $1 billion in federal aid to anti-hunger groups, and those cuts are starting to set in at local food banks. We're hearing from two Wisconsin organizations about the impact of funding reductions and the level of need. In Dane County, Way Forward Resources provides food pantry and other services. Leslie Albrecht Huber is Senior Director of Development and Community Engagement. Leslie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you for having me.
And Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin's Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement, Matt Steenstra, is here. Matt, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Matt, let's start with you. Your organization distributing food to 370 pantries and meal programs across 35 counties. How would you describe the need now?
Right now, the need is as great as it's been. So the increase in hunger has started really back in 2023. And what we've seen is a 30% increase in demand at our food pantries across all 370 partners that we see in our 35 counties. The increase in childhood hunger, we're in the middle of the greatest spike of childhood hunger since the Great Recession. So right now, demand is way up.
And Leslie, you serve people in need of housing and clothing and food. What are you seeing at Way Forward Resources for your food pantry services?
Yes, we are seeing record high demand. In fact, here in Dane County at Way Forward, we have three times as many visits as we did just 2 years ago. So as you can imagine, that is an increase that is very difficult and challenging for us to keep up with.
What do you think is causing this spike?
We attribute it to three main factors. One is just the population growth that we've had in Dane County, especially here on the west side. It is also due to housing prices that have really squeezed people's incomes as they need to put more money toward rent. They have less money available for food, and so they come to a food pantry to make up that difference. And then the third reason is food inflation that is affecting everyone, but particularly those who were just making ends meet before.
Matt, in terms of that food inflation, I mean, we have seen some of that pressure cool off quite a bit in the past year, but now tariffs are expected to push prices higher again. Is the price of food causing families to rely on food banks?
Oh, sure. I mean, the price of food has been up for a while, and we saw this increase of visitors. We've seen it for years, but I think the big difference now is while we're seeing this increase in demand, the demand has remained high, while the supply of food to be able to serve the line of people coming to food pantries has dropped precipitously over the past few years. It's the same. It's food costs. It's a number of different factors that families face, but our job is to make sure that food pantries can have whatever they need to make sure that they can serve their communities.
And your national food network, Feeding America, is projecting that the government would spend $2 billion on aid to food banks in this fiscal year. And what does this loss of funding mean to your organization? Where are you at with it?
I think it's really important to paint the picture about where we've been. As far as what we're facing and how we react, we're prepared and we're ready. This is not the first time something like this has happened, but we've been dealing with this for years. So I'd say 2022, the state of Wisconsin has already lost more than $1 billion in federal benefits and commodities that go directly to food pantries and families in need. So the recent loss of products through these different programs, whether it's a local food purchasing program where we can source food directly from farmers and get out to hard to reach areas, or stable commodity programs like the Emergency Food Assistance Program. What we're doing is we're really looking at how can we partner with other organizations and find ways to fill the gaps that exist. But this is something that food banks have encountered in the past, but there's a lot of uncertainty right now. And so what we're doing is we're looking to find ways that we can form partnerships and get more food out to communities to help plug the holes that have been left.
Leslie, will local communities and the local business community be able to make up this gap in funding from federal aid that goes for hunger relief? What is your take?
I think that is an open question. Like Matt has said, the amount of food that's coming to us through food banks has decreased. So we used to get nearly 50% of our food in this way, and now it's less than 30%. And so that is a larger percentage that we are having to make up on our own. And so we're doing exactly what you say. We're turning to private fundraising, we're turning to food drives and to businesses. We have seen our very generous communities step up and respond. But it has become more challenging, and will we be able to sustain that gap and filling that gap? We have found that while we have still never turned anyone away, people are leaving with less pounds per person than they were a couple of years ago because there's simply less food available on the shelves compared to the amount of people that are coming in.
We're talking with two Wisconsin organizations about the impact of federal funding cuts made to local food banks. Leslie Albrecht-Huber there, Senior Director of Development and Community Engagement at Way Forward Resources in Dane County. Matt Steenstra is here, Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement with Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. Matt, Feeding America has launched this Next Billion Meals Challenge to end hunger in America. It's a 10-year initiative. Will Wisconsin have the capacity to contribute to this effort?
Wisconsin has a very rich history of supporting our own communities, our own neighbors. That's right now today. I'm actually in Wausau, Wisconsin. I live down in the Waukesha, Milwaukee area because the state of Wisconsin is considering how we can form our own state budget to make investments that the communities and families need. We've formed tremendous partnerships over the course of the past few years through these programs where we're able to source food from farmers and get it to families. And we continue these partnerships. There's a ton of amazing food coalitions that we have across the state of Wisconsin, including in our footprint. Even since the cuts have happened, we have now worked with the Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative to find almost 12 of the farmers that have lost the ability to get their food out to communities. And then we picked up those relationships to figure out how can we, on our own, support getting these farmers' food out to the families in need just like they were before.
So this Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative, you're having to make those direct connections and kind of repair this supply chain, if you will.
You know, our mission is to solve hunger, but oftentimes we switch from solving hunger to serving. And this is one of those times where we just figure that we have to pivot and we got to look around and see who are the people that can support us, who are the people that we can support, and you make it work.
Leslie, what type of statewide solutions, legislative solutions should be, maybe put into motion at the state level to support food banks and pantries in this moment?
Matt is probably a better answer to that question, but we have been working with Feeding Wisconsin in their efforts to get funding for food banks into the state budget. Wisconsin is only one of a handful of states that doesn't provide that now. And with the growing need, we feel like that is going to be imperative to keep the people in Wisconsin having the access to healthy food that they need. Instead of simply relying on food pantries like us, who are becoming more and more innovative and relying more and more on the support of our community, which is wonderful. But if we could have that stable foundation, that would really give us a head start.
What is one thing you've done to innovate? Can you give an example?
We have really been focusing on our messaging this year because we have found that a lot of people don't know, don't realize, don't understand that gap in food, that 1 in 10 households in our state are food insecure. And so we have been offering community education sessions where we invite people in to talk to them about what's going on with food. And we have found that when people have that information, they are more empowered to act and to support our work, either through financial donations as volunteers, which is very important because our food pantry has only three staff in it, and the rest of the work is done by volunteers, or also to go back to their businesses, organize a group engagement, organize a food drive. So we have been working on connecting with the community, helping them to be aware of what is happening so that they are able to respond and support us.
Matt, what do you want local communities and individuals to know in order to step up as they hear this in this moment?
I want folks to know a couple things. That first, that we're here for you. That Feeding America East Wisconsin and other food banks across the state are going to be working with their food pantries, their neighborhood communities, to make sure that they can have as much as possible to be able to serve the folks in line. But to know that there's a ton of resources out there. Most of the new families, the folks that are coming to these pantries right now, they're new families. This is where the increase is coming from. It's working families with kids. It's senior citizens. And when you come to a pantry for the first time, we want people to understand that you're going to have a dignified experience, that we're going to do our best to source food from Wisconsin growers that has been picked locally and given directly to food pantries so that they can get it to you, that your shopping experience should mirror what your grocery shopping experience should be like. We also want folks to know that if you don't need food, but you're looking for a way to pitch in, your local food banks and your local food pantries could really use the support right now. We have a big hole to fill. And the way that we do that is by Wisconsin families supporting with other Wisconsin families and chipping in and supporting so that we can leverage our purchasing power to buy more food, to be able to get it out to folks, or to contact your elected official and to let them know that the state of Wisconsin, can make investments too to help support these purchases. That would be huge.
Matt and Leslie, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you
Thank
so
you.
much.
That is Matt Steenstra, Director of Advocacy and Community Engagement at Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin, and Leslie Albrecht-Huber, Senior Director of Development and Community Engagement at Way Forward Resources based in Middleton. We've been learning about how anti-hunger groups and food banks are impacted by federal funding cuts and the level of need here in Wisconsin.